What's your story?
In what way did a song change your life, your art, your band? Your answers are your story. Hi, I'm Boosie Vox.
I'm Jonathan Winter. Welcome to the New Americana Hour.
Music made in America. Welcome to the New Americana Hour. My name is Boosie Vox. And normally, Jonathan Winter is in studio with me today, but it is a snow day and he is, well, he couldn't make it in. But it is a fortunate day for me. I guess I get to have the band to myself. Polecat is in our studios today. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, most people in Bellingham know who you are and they've heard of your name. And if they were at Downtown Sounds last year, they're probably familiar with you at the very least. But just for those folks who do not know you at all, can we just go around the table and y'all introduce yourselves and tell us what you play?
My name is Aaron Guest. I'm the lead singer guy, and I play 12-string acoustic guitar.
My name is Kaylee Schmidt, and I play fiddle.
My name is Jeremy Elliott, and I play lead electric guitar.
I'm Carl Olson. I play the drums.
And we're missing our bass man. That's Richard Reeves. He plays the upright bass.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's too bad. So we miss you wherever he is.
He is somewhere sailing on the San Juan Islands, perhaps even in the snow.
In the boat he built.
Sailing in the snow. Well, that's pretty adventurous.
Yeah, he's that cool.
Well, tell me, how long has Polecat been around?
Almost 4 years, actually. March 2010 was our first gigs as this five-piece, and we still have the same lineup 4 years later, about 400 gigs later as well.
And how many albums do you have?
We have 2 full-length albums and 1 EP.
Great.
Yeah.
How would you describe your music genre? Where do you guys fit?
Well, the instrumentation of the group really lends with, you know, the fiddle, upright bass, 12-string guitar. It really lends itself to, you know, what a lot of people would call a string band sound. but I would like to think that we've expanded that a lot into rock and other, you know, sort of dance music with the drums and electric guitar. So it appeals to pretty much anybody that likes high energy dance music, but definitely with an Americana sort of approach, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high energy is a good way to describe it. I did see you down at Downtown Sounds, and the audience really, they respond well to your music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we like the most. If the audience is having fun and dancing and clapping and stuff, that's when we have a lot of fun playing, and so I would say that's, you know, the genre of music we play is fun, you know, to try to play fun music.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you all get along really well. You must I noticed on your, I follow you on Instagram, and I saw your photo diary of your tour. How often do you go on tour?
We're a really busy band, but for the most part of our career, we've been kind of the weekend warrior band, long weekends and lots of miles. We do some extended touring, I would say several times a year, but not consistently, for 10 to 17 days usually. And that puts us out in Montana, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, and the Bay Area of California so far. It's mm-hmm. been kind of our radius.
Yeah, it's been really a lot of fun. We've kind of, like any other business or any other group of five dynamic personalities, you kind of learn to, you know, work together. And it's been, for me, it's one of the most fun working groups to work in. It's been a lot of fun. Everybody has a lot of fun together. And we have a absolutely wonderful touring van, Michael Bolton. Oh. We have to shout out.
He's amazing.
We have a white 15-passenger Dodge van that has just been awesome. It's named Michael Bolton. And
so reliable.
The last tour that we were on, we went, I guess it was for a little over 10 days, yeah, something like that, and did a run east as far as, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And it was a really fun tour, and we kind of came to the agreement that van basically, and any musical touring group is going to be able to relate to this, becomes pretty much your apartment on the road. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in the van almost more than you're on stage or in hotels or anything else. You're in that van, and it really causes you to or kind of promotes feeling of like real camaraderie between
groups. Very much like summer members. Camp.
Yeah,
it is. The band was originally used for, I guess, like a youth kayak summer group, you know, something like that. Totally. It definitely still has that feel. There's a lot of jokes in the van, and
it's a very unique situation.
Lots of trail mix and snacks. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you gotta love a band that gives a shout out to the van.
Right. Well, you know, and it's the most important member of our group. I guess it's the sixth man. Yeah.
The sixth man.
Well, like Jeremy said, any band that might be listening to this that is fortunate enough to own a van can relate. I mean, when you're driving around and that's where all your equipment is, that's where all the people are, that's where all your snacks are, and sometimes that's your favorite spot, you know, so.
And you're going over snowy mountain passes and through 20 below degree weather. Hashtag sixth man.
Sixth man.
Speaking for our bass man, Richard here, he picked this song out, and that's special to him and I. As far as I really started writing this type of music after I discovered Trampled by Turtles when I worked up at KUGS on the campus up there. And it really inspired me to write Americana feel songs with feel changes and with different approaches to songwriting, maybe more rock approaches even. And Richard and I definitely started playing together years ago in different string bands, and we really bonded over this group. And so he picked this song. It's called Dying by Trampled by Turtles off their record, Blue Sky and the Devil.
Excellent. Let's give it a listen.
I'm dying, I'm leaving.
that was Trampled by Turtles, and their song Dying.
So yes, that, ma'am.
And you mentioned that that was, how long ago did you first hear that? 5, 10 years ago?
Probably 6 or 7 years ago when I was the maintenance engineer at KUGS. I stumbled upon it, and I just really love his songwriting, kind of like the brooding verses, and then a lot of kind of feel changes, which I'm really obsessed with, and all the bands I've been involved with. I just, I love performing that, playing that, writing that, arranging that kind of stuff. So they do the cool feel changes, and there's just really uplifting, kind of soaring choruses, and I've realized that in a lot of my songs that I've written for Polecat. It's kind of somewhat of that format.
They have a unique name, just like you do. Do you get asked often, what is a Polecat?
Absolutely, yeah. Carl, you might fill us in.
All right, well, I can't take credit for it. Richard, our missing bass man, he came up with it. And first off, where it came from is he was at a guy's cabin in, you know, Mount Vernon or somewhere. And all these skins are on the wall, and he can recognize the coyote skin, the deer skin. And there was some crazy little small striped pelt on the wall. And Richard asked the grizzled man, what is this animal? And the man said, well, it's a polecat. And what a polecat is a small weasel. It's actually what ferrets are domesticated from. So it's essentially the wild form of a ferret. But it's also kind of a overall name for any sort of polecat. In the South, they call skunks polecats, or any sort of small weasel. Mm-hmm. It's called a polecat.
So. Also lawyers.
Lawyers are called polecats. Any sort of mustelid.
And I do notice a little bit, yeah. The facial hair, yeah. Is that reflective of the, oh, you all have beautiful beards.
Yeah.
Except for, yes. Oh, gosh. Oh, yes. You have very nice hair in its appropriate location. So the next song is Newgrass 7x7.
Newgrass Revival was a super group in the string band world in the 70s and 80s. Some of our personal idols were in that group. But more importantly, they really changed what string music is recognized as from that point onward. And their name being Newgrass Revival was well picked. They really, and some people would say they created a new genre, which is Newgrass, which is modernizing this American form of music. And this next song, 7x7, exemplifies a lot of how we've been influenced. Different time signature feels and big instrumental runs, which is a big part of our sound. Jeremy on electric guitar and Kaylee on fiddle do a lot of big, uplifting,
unique...
We like
our scales and arpeggios.
Yes, lots of arpeggios, lots of scales, lots of notes. And, and this song definitely shows where some of that comes from.
Excellent. Well, let's just listen to it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay. Thank you. a layman's ear, listening to Newgrass, I felt like it was very similar to Turtles, except for to my ear, it sounded a little more Celtic.
I've actually never heard it described as Celtic, but that's awesome that you thought that. I maybe would pin that on sounding modal. Can I use that word? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Irish music, contemporary Irish music especially, has a lot of really cool uses of modes in their tunes. Mm-hmm. And the way that they line them up in like a set, which I'll talk about more when we get to the Celtic one, but the way that they are putting tunes back to back, it sounds like you're building something. And that I can definitely hear that in this tune as well.
Some sort of a momentum. I can't wait to hear your song, but that's coming up in just a little bit. Next up, so the next song is Dire Straits. And whose song is that?
That's mine.
Okay, Jeremy's song.
Mark Knopfler, who's the guitar player for Dire Straits, has been probably the biggest influence on me personally as a guitar player my whole life. I grew up listening to Dire Straits. My dad was a big Mark Knopfler Dire Straits fan. And a lot of the influences that I kind of had when I was younger were a result of me getting into Mark Knopfler, because he collaborated with so many artists. And just to me is one of the best composers and songwriters and guitar players that I've ever listened to. And especially coming into a group like Polecat, where a guy like Mark Knopfler has so many influences, and a lot of them are influences that I had, like blues, country guitar, chicken picking kind of stuff. And he's a guy that's taken all those styles and melded them kind of into one style of playing. And has played that way in all of his groups. Now he has a very good, lucrative solo career. So the reason that I picked this song was because I grew up in southern Georgia and had a very, like, my background was blues guitar. I grew up in Macon, Georgia, which was the town that the Allman Brothers were born out of. My dad was a huge Allman Brothers fan. And a huge Mark Knopfler fan. And so coming into a group like Polecat, I really like to listen to players that can take all the different styles of music that I really love, jazz and blues and country, chicken picking style guitar, and play them in a kind of more of a rock setting or classic rock kind of a setting in this particular situation. And Mark Knopfler is definitely, for me, the number one guy. And so it's got a very personal kind of influence, and then also I think as all these songs that we're listening to today will show, has influenced the band in them.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mine is strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing,
saving it up Friday night. With the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. And a crowd of young boys there fooling around in the corner, drunk and dressed in their best brown baggies in their platform soles. Give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole.
Not uncommon for us to hear on this show how a parent's favorite music becomes the kid's favorite music, which is great. You know, that shows a little bit of harmony that's happening in the home.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, at this point, there's influences now that our parents never had, especially in kind of the electronic and area of music that we all love as well. You know, it's just, all it is an extension of what we've already had from what our parents have given us, and we're definitely kind of interpreting it a different way. And it's just a language, and the language is consistently the same, but here in this generation is, you know, we're able to take it to a different place, than it would have been, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's real fun stuff.
Well, the next song is Liz Carroll's, and the title of that song is A Cup of...
Yeah, it's actually a set of three reels, and the first one's called Sevens, which Liz Carroll wrote, and she's just the best fiddler ever. I mean, I don't know if I can really say that, but she's my favorite, and she's actually an American playing Irish music, which I think is kind of cool that she's gotten to be so prominent, and she's really made some cool connections between Celtic music and lots of other genres. Like, it almost sounds a little poppy, and I like that aspect of it. But so the first tune is Sevens, and she wrote that one, and then the next two, the second one's called Michael Kennedy's, and the third one's called The Cup of Tea, which are traditional Irish tunes that, you know, the cup of tea has been played in Ireland for 300 years or something like that, so it's kind of cool to hear it combined with something written in the last 5 years that makes it mesh so well. And that's just it's a very traditional set format, just putting three reels together like that. Like if you were in a pub listening to an Irish session, it would be just like that, strung together with no break and energy building. And she is accompanied by John Doyle, who's one of the best Irish guitar players, I believe, also. And they make a really great pair.
Well, let's listen to it, and then I'd like to hear how it inspired you afterwards.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that, and I love the part in, I love that song, and I love the part in the middle, especially when I felt like there was, what was that? Was that a drum, or was that just a foot stomp? What was going on there in the, it was kind of a bass sound or something?
Yeah, most of the percussion you're hearing is actually coming from the guitar, mm-hmm. And John Doyle does a just incredible job of making it feel like three instruments is coming out of his guitar at once.
Oh, wow.
He's kind of doing a percussion rhythmic thing with his right hand, and mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like John Doyle. Yeah, I mean, that type of music is meant to be played in a small room acoustically and heard acoustically. The volume is created by adding more instruments and not by turning anything up. And the music that Polecat has is somewhere in between acoustic folk and loud on stage.
Arena rock.
Arena rock. Yeah. So, and it's fun to go back and forth and see how they are compatible and not compatible. And yeah, I agree. That's just, it's a big part of what we do as well. And
do you feel like the fiddle is an instrument that demands to be listened to in the sense that when just one or two of those notes comes out, especially in a solo, you can just quiet a whole room. People will shut up and listen to that fiddle. Do you have experiences like that?
Well, and I have such a closed experience with fiddle. I've played mostly Celtic music my whole life, and when you're playing Irish tunes, you are the lead instrument. You are the melody, and there's no improvisation. It's just straight up belting it out. In a way, it's very similar to what a voice does, and people hear a fiddle and they react to the tone that is similar to a human voice, because it's a lot harder to have singing as background music because you feel like you're interrupting something.
Well, and the timbre of the instrument is so unique, especially in a rock setting. You've got, like, the guitars. People are used to hearing guitars. Mm-hmm. They're used to hearing drums, even if they're used to hearing the bass sub-frequencies and even your vocal range. But something that about the fiddle is that it's got this really unique, like, when it's played, it's completely different. You know, it does demand attention because,
well, yeah, it's the same frequencies as a voice. It's exactly what you're saying. And our ears are tuned to hear human voice, you know, coincidentally, and so oddly enough
it works out. Yeah,
and so there's instruments like that. It's like the fiddle can be like that, a saxophone can be like that. It's that same register and timbre, and I've had that before where she's playing and I'm like, who's singing? And it's the violin. Or even sometimes the 12-string guitar, it sounds like a piano to me. I think there's a piano on stage. I look and it's Aaron, but something about his harmonic spectrum of the 12 strings will sound like a piano. It's really cool how instruments can be deceiving like that. They can sound like something else.
When you're on stage and you're having one of those moments, what's that like? Are you feeling that emotion that's being generated?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the goal, obviously, is to get into it. And obviously if the crowd, it's so reflective, if the crowd is really getting into it, we'll get into it. They'll, you know, and it goes back and forth, versus if you're playing to an empty room or what feels like an empty room. Sometimes you feel like you're pouring energy out and it just goes down the drain because it's not bouncing back. But, when you're in those good situations and the energy is really fun, it's really nice to let the music take over and just listen to it like a listener as you're playing, you know, and be affected by what you hear is a lot of fun.
I've often wondered, you know, chicken and egg kind of a thing. When is the band controlling the room, and when is the room controlling the band?
Ooh. It's, you know, the perfect situation is not one controlling the other. It's a, like, very organic kind of perfectly scales are balanced. We feel, it's almost like you feel in most control when you're not in control, when everything is just happening perfectly, and as a matter of fact, one of my favorite guitar players, Trey Anastasia, talks about it being like photosynthesis, where you've got a crowd, an audience, and he gets kind of dorky on it, but he talks about, like, you know, the music really is like the water, or he's, no.
Photosynthesis is
so
light,
Jeremy.
Chlorophyll's in there somewhere.
It's where everything is just working perfectly. Like, you aren't performing at your highest level unless the audience is engaging perfectly. And the audience isn't engaging the way that they need to be if you're not performing great. It's just a...
Well, and I think when there's a genuine
interaction, and we don't have to pretend that we're excited or having fun, but we really are just having fun. Mm-hmm. That's when it becomes really transcendent, and you, they're driving you, you know, and however they interact, and that's when solo sections get extended without prior warning. It's we're just going to keep going, or things like that, because mm-hmm. you just can't help it.
And there have been plenty of moments and lots of moments where you can do that and still have an interaction with the crowd. And that's the perfect time. Mm. It's like you're having the most fun you can ever have on stage with each other, the five of us, musically. But also, it's like every person in the room is part of the stage. You know, mm-hmm. it's there's not really a separation there.
Well, I definitely feel that you're extremely versatile, because somebody brought in Bob Marley. Who brought in Bob Marley?
That was the drummer.
Drummer. Yeah. Oh, it's surprise, always surprise. The drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Bob Marley is one of those artists that no one can deny what he means for music and to so many people. But I didn't pick it for Bob Marley. I picked it for his drummer. And if you know any
Bob Marley's drummer,
if you know anything about Bob Marley's career, you know that the Barrett brothers, Aston Barrett on bass and Carlton Barrett on drums, mm-hmm. were his rhythm section for his entire career. Once the Wailers were established, it was that rhythm section for the rest of his life. And if you really listen to his music, it's the rhythm section. I mean, clearly they're amazing songs, amazing lyrics, vocals. But when you think about reggae, you think about the bass and the drums, mm-hmm. and that's the rhythm section. And Carlton Barrett is a really interesting drummer, because the way he changed Jamaican drumming completely set the foundation for what we consider to be reggae drumming. Mm-hmm. But he really put that into place, you know, the one drop groove, he made that up. It's the way he plays the hi-hat and the snare drum. And he really laid the, I mean, there was lots of drummers, but he was the one that kind of gelled it together into what people today hear as reggae drumming. And he's one of these figures that does not get talked about a lot. There's not a lot written about him. You can't find interviews. But his playing is so huge and influential. And for me as a drummer, he's, you know, every time I go back and listen to that music, I'm still blown away by how he played, the way his drum sounded, how it propels and guides the song. And the reason I picked Forever Loving Jah is the one interview I found with him. The one question that was asked him was what his favorite song was, and he picked this. And you could pick any Bob Marley song and hear this, the same, the things I'm talking about, yeah. but this is his favorite song, so I thought that'd be a good one to pick. How that reflects back to Polecat is we will go into these feel changes, and when I'm doing that, that's what I'm aiming for. I want to sound like he sounds, so I don't think I do, but...
your version of it.
My version of it, the way I tune my drums, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it is inspired by his approach, so...
So some Bob Marley.
Yep.
Wow. And I listened to the drums, focused in on that, and I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that groove you're hearing, that's called a one drop, and he's credited as the inventor of that. All those rhythms you're hearing in the music, they're all African rhythms, and the genius of Carlton Barrett was to be able to take all these ancient rhythms and put it onto the drum kit, which is mm-hmm. a new instrument. It's 100 years old. I mean, the drum kit, what we know today, has not always been around, and he's taking these rhythms that have these really ancient origins and putting them on the kit in a way that had never been done before, and then now today is just taken for granted, but mm-hmm. he was really what put that together, and does not get nearly enough credit. I mean, Bob Marley's talked about all day long, but not a lot of people know about the Barrett brothers and how they were arranging those songs. I mean, what Aston Barrett does on the bass is partial songwriting, you know, right. But people often forget that, or they just don't know that. So
thanks, you guys, for bringing in your songs and sharing your stories. Now we're going to hear two songs by Polecat. And the first one you decided to go with was Go Out Dancing. And that sounds like that should be our last song, but but Go Out Dancing. Tell me a little bit about this song. When did it come out? What album is it on?
Go Out Dancing is from our record Fire on the Hill that came out in 2011. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics are going to be about swinging around a room. And for the most part, yeah, that's what it is. And that's a lot of what we love to do, is we like to make people dance. But at the same time, we like to challenge ourselves musically, and we like to challenge our listeners and our audience. And there's a few spots in this song where you'll hear a complete tempo shift. It'll actually go to 11-4. Correct mm-hmm. me, Carl.
It's a... Actually, the tempo stays the same. It's a time signature.
So that's it.
to 11-8.
11-8.
Yeah, you'll hear the rhythm change. And if you were to try to clap to it, it might be kind of tricky. But melodically, it flows right on through. Mm-hmm. And we've had lots of crowds keep clapping and dancing straight through that. And that's when we know we've done a good job, is when we can do something that it might be kind of tricky, but you kind of pull the wool over their eyes and, mm-hmm. and make it sound simple.
Let's go out dancing tonight. Baby, take my arm. I'll keep it close to me and far away from harm. I'm telling you once, twice, three times or more. I'll be swinging you around the dancing floor. When they're playing that song, baby, get on your feet and show me a thing or two. All I know is I love dancing with you. Come the bridge, now follow my lead. I'll throw you over my shoulder, and I'll be loving you, girl, even when we're older. Thank you.
speed, but we're still on our feet. Play us one more tune tonight, and we'll go dancing home under the moonlight. And when we get back, maybe kick off your boots and pour me one more whiskey. And when I'm leaving, tell me that you'll miss me.
So that was Go Out Dancing. I loved it, and I did want to get up and start dancing.
Fire on the Hill was released 2011, and then our newest album called Fathoms was released last year, 2013. We've really tried to bring the fun from our live aspect into the studio and then put some extra layers on it. A few more instruments, more overdubbing, but still keeping that, you know, that fun live aspect alive in our records. And so we're really proud of both of those records. And you can get them both on our brand new online store at polecatmusic.com is where you can find all of our info, all of our records, all of our upcoming tour dates. We're a busy band. We love playing all over the place, mostly Northwest United States. So please do keep in touch. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/polecatband. And this has been great for us to show on air where all our influences come from, you know. And I say all, but that's of course not all. We could have played you 50 songs today probably.
I would say one honorable mention we didn't get to that is really Gypsy Kings. We do listen to a lot of Gypsy Kings, and we didn't even mention them once, but we as far as what actually gets played in the van, Gypsy Kings, that's got to get honorable mention.
We just absolutely got to get out there. But it's bringing all of this back to that roots music, that timeless music. And that's why we love playing it. And I think that's why we're doing well. And I think that's why people like our music. We're always bringing it back to that roots feel, whether it's reggae, bluegrass, Celtic, or many, many more.
And we've been so fortunate. I mean, and this is such a reflection of that in such a unique setting, talking about what influences a band as opposed to just talking about what we're doing. That's Bellingham. Really proud to be from Bellingham. We're really proud about the just overwhelming support that we've had as a band. And really, it's driven us to do what we're doing. I mean, I don't think that many artists get an opportunity to be a part of a community like this. So this particular radio program just kind of reminded me of that. It's super, super unique, and we're really happy to be able to be a part of it.
You guys, thank you so much for being on the New Americana Hour. I've really enjoyed it. We're going to go ahead and go out on Steeplechase. And I just want to thank you for coming in on this very snowy day.
Thanks for having us.
And we have to say that Jonathan Winter, with a last name like Winter, you really think you could have showed up during the snow.
That's the deal.
We'll give you one get out of jail free card, but I found that to be quite suspicious.
Yeah. He will be really sad that he missed this opportunity to talk to you guys. Well, thanks you guys so much, and I'm so glad that you've made Bellingham your home. I wish you luck in your years to come, and we'll continue to follow you. Thanks a lot for being on.
Thanks for having us.
For listening to KMRE 102.3 FM's The New Americana Hour. Due to time constraints, some of the songs you've enjoyed in the last hour have been modified. To catch the full show, please visit The New Americana's blog at newamericanahour@wordpress.com.
This is Robert, Sarahs, and Blake, and when I relax in the evening, I'm listening to KMRE 102.3 FM in Bellingham.